approaches it. Loud.
No.
Ring and pen.
I'll lend you this one. Right today. That's a question. Yeah. 20th.
20th.
I will ask you to introduce yourselves because there are some people here. You all right with that?
Yes.
These good little suitcases, I stole it. All set to go. The hour is witching. Welcome to the Ku-ring-gai Local Planning Panel meeting. On behalf of the panel, I recognise the traditional custodians of the land, the Ku-ring-gai people, on whose land we meet. There is one apology, and that's Mr. Myersick from the council. Otherwise, everyone expected to be here is present, but his apology is accepted. I will ask each of the panel members to declare whether they have any interest when they introduce themselves. The panel meets as an independent body of experts, and they have no affiliation with any person or the council or whatever. Other than in relation to the panel itself. I will ask each of the panel members to introduce themselves. My name is Angus Talbot, and I'm a former judge of the Land and Environment Court, and I have done a few other things in relation to this type of activity throughout my professional career. But we'll start on the left, if you wouldn't
mind. Thanks, Angus. Suzanne Jolly, community member. I've no conflict of interest in this matter at all. Professionally, I'm an environmental planner and scientist.
Thank you, Mr. Blue.
Tony Blue, an expert panel member, planning qualification. I've operated as a planner for a 38-year career, 25 years in local government, and what is another 13 years in private practice as a consultant contractor. Declare I have no conflict of interest in this matter.
Thank you, Sandra.
Hello, Sandra Robinson. I'm a consultant town planner. I have my own planning practice, and I also sit on 4 local planning panels. I have no conflicts of interest.
And I have no declaration of interest to make either. There is nobody listed to speak in relation to the first matter and only matter that's before the panel today, and that relates to the property at 35 Grosvenor Street and 38 Junction Road, Wurrunga. The panel has been to the site, and the panel has conferred in relation to the matter, and the recommendation from the council officers is accepted, and the application is approved, subject to some changes to the conditions, and I'll just shortly refer to those. They're the deferred commencement condition. There's to be a change, which I'll have put up in the board in a moment, relating to the nature of the plan that must be and the design that must be approved prior to the issue of the consent. That's only a clerical change in relation to condition 403, there is an addition in relation to the location of a convex safety mirror within the garage area. Otherwise, the panel approves of the development in accordance with the recommendation and conclusion presented by the council officer's report, subject to the conditions as they appear, subject amended as I've just indicated, and the actual decision of the panel is now displayed and will be published on the website within the next 24 hours or so. There are no further business that you wish to discuss in relation to anything else. All right, then in that case, the meeting of the panel is concluded, and thank you for your attendance. What am I missing? That was unanimous. We had voted. Yeah. I did forget nobody something, you're right. Well, we predetermined. We admit that. This time. What's this? Oh, this is this silly thing. You want this filled in, do you, Kerry? This. What do we think today is? 20th. I know where the I think it's in the R.